No, see, I think you're jumping to a conclusion here. I mean, you started by asking me, why he doesn't announce his retirement. And I said, it's because maybe he doesn't know that he's done. Maybe he does know that.
I think you're right.
Are you sure that we're right? I'm just speculating. I mean, he may know that he's done, and then it doesn't really matter one way or another. As far as Winnipeg is concerned in this Bufflin situation, I mean, there's no denying that they were blindsided by the whole ordeal, towards the end of the summer. And the look of that Winnipeg Jets blue line would be far different with Dustin Bufflin in it. Or if they had known at the end of last season or at any point in the summer that there was a strong chance that he wasn't going to play and this would be the end result, maybe they manage their affairs differently. Maybe they find a way to keep Tyler Myers or Ben Sherratt. So there's a lot of factors here. And if it ends up that, again, they come to the conclusion, they being the NHL, all parties involved, that there is a mutual termination agreement, and Bufflin magically heals between now and the start of next season, and he signs somewhere else, that's not on the Winnipeg Jets. That's not on them. I mean, they've got to put a hockey team on the ice. So I don't know that there's anything damning that went on between management or Dustin Bufflin. I just think that Buff showed up not ready to play. He either physically, mentally wasn't ready to play. They gave him the time necessary. They've continued to be supportive in this process, but he's just not a place, certainly physically, where he can step back in the lineup. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't, but the Jets shouldn't be held hostage in that process.